Ben Kasperius, I'm going to go ahead and say it. He has maybe this side of Bobby Miller, maybe the best stuff of any of the young pitching prospects in the entire Dodgers organization. His bag of off-speed stuff, breaking balls, is that good. And now that his fastball is caught up, now that it's hitting 98, I'm not saying he's throwing at 98 every pitch, but it's touching 98, and it's consistently 96 now. Now that his fastball is caught up to his breaking ball stuff, it's giving him margin for error. That's allowing him to feel like he can attack the zone a little bit more. The stuff has always been there. I think he might have the second best stuff of any of the young pitchers in the Dodgers organization. You nailed it on the head, though, Austin. For him, it is all about staying consistent.
For me, I think the biggest mental adjustment I made from my first year was just realizing, like, hey, you know, numbers are going to say a certain thing on paper, but if you go out there with a certain objective, whether it's a bullpen session and you know, I'll touch on a little more, obviously, but there was so much work that went into what was going on with my arsenal and, you know, how we were going to attack lineups and navigate through a lineup. But that's the whole thing. It's all process oriented. It's, hey, how can I use this pitch a little bit better? So there were certain games where it was, hey, I'm going to be really precise with my fastball, or I'm going to, you know, fastball needs to be in zone above 55% and stuff like that. So I kind of started realizing that, you know, there's going to be days where things are great. And then it's like, okay, this wasn't great. So let's get this here and here. And just, it's a building block of what really makes guys big league pitchers. So, and I realized that pretty early on.
I've been saying it for, it seems like since July of last year, this guy is throwing the ball really well. The results are coming. We saw it in the Arizona Fall League. He'd have a great outing. He was the Arizona Fall League Pitcher of the Week 1 week. Then the next outing, he'd give up three or four runs. So it's been a little bit on and off from the results, but I've been saying stay patient because the process is there. He's throwing the ball better than he ever has been, and the results are coming.
That's where, again, like the mental growth of just, you know, we're on the right path. Back to the point about the velo, I want to say last year, I think average fastball was 93.2 or in the low 93s. And this year it was on average, I think 94. And then the last month of the season, I think it was above 95. So that's something that we were really taking a look at, a deep dive, like, hey, you know what? Like, velo, just it is how it is. It helps your stuff play. The harder you throw, the harder it is for guys to make adjustments. And that's obviously going to make my off-speed stuff, which is my bread and butter, better. So that was a big step up for me. And now it's, hey, like, when do we throw this? When do we throw that? You know, I added the curveball. I know that's one of the big steps I took in Double A. Just, you know, when are we going to use the curveball? It was a pitch this year where I think I was getting swings 10% of the time. So in that case, it's really important for me to land it in the zone. And that developed and got better and better. And that was a big piece to the success I was having the last month and a half or 2 months of the season. And then in stints in the Fall League as well. So it's just a learning game. It's figuring out when to do what and, you know, taking a deep dive into the hitters and seeing, you know, how I can use my stuff to the best of my ability and to obviously, you know, disrupt what the guys are trying to do at the plate.
That's the beauty of minor leagues, and I try to tell people this. Don't look at a box score and evaluate guys on this. They're working on this. They're trying to make a transition here. So it doesn't, you know, the adjustments they're making don't always show up as far as the statistic goes. Ben Kasperius, I felt like last year, at the end of last year, he's throwing better than he ever had.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. So once again, I was fortunate enough to be able to coach Kasperius for the first half of 2021 in Rancho. Went up to Great Lakes the second half last year, endured some hardships for sure. You know, growing pains, right? That's kind of expected for everybody. And then he went back to Great Lakes this year and absolutely dominated the league, got up to us really early on in the year and was a seamless fit for us. You exactly what you said. You can't compare how people are doing just on how many runs they're giving up and how many innings they're pitching. A lot of these guys are on extreme pitch counts, number one. So, like, you know, their ups are going to be extremely limited just from a workload aspect. But on top of that, Kasperius really hit his stride the last month and a half of the year, and then he carried that over into the Fall League, and it was awesome to see him get the opportunity to go pitch in the Fall League. He very well deserved it. But once again, he has a fastball in the mid-90s, was up to 98 this past year, which was a PR for him, which was cool to really see, especially being at the end of the year, didn't miss a single start last year. And on top of that, has a slider that is the centerpiece of his arsenal. And introduced multiple different pitches. You know, he went through a phase where he had the cutter to left, but the cutter kind of dissipated, and we turned that efforts into a curveball towards the end of the year, and he has his changeup that he works on. So, I mean, he has an arsenal to get both-sided hitters out, and, you know, so had a couple hard outings when he first got up to us, but when you're in a hitter-friendly environment, that's going to happen.
Sure.
And he stayed the course and really dove into looking ahead to who he was going to face when he would go into his bullpens, picking a couple hitters out just randomly, and then looking them up on his own, taking that game plan into his bullpen, and then working strictly counts. And, you know, once again, his success towards the end of the year was the ability to throw his pitches around the zone, especially his fastball. His fastball control got a lot better throughout the year. And on top of that, he started increasing his velo, which whenever you're starting to throw harder, you're going to increase your margin of error regardless of the impact.
So does that give you more confidence to throw your fastball in the zone when you get that more margin for error?
Absolutely. Yeah. And on top of that too, so like his fastball is almost a complementary piece to what his slider does. He's a little unique in terms of, we talked about Emmett, who is, you know, fastball centric. Kasperius has a really good fastball, but his slider is very good. So like he almost can build off of his arsenal from a different aspect than some of the other guys would, just because he has the ability to spin a breaking ball at an elite level.
Ben Kasperius really was the table setter, really was the guy who went out there, had his AAA debut, pitched so incredibly impressive. You saw the slider, which a lot of people rave about, just how great, just how dominant it is. The fastball was touching upwards of 97. The spin rate on his pitches were absolutely nasty yesterday, and you take it a little bit for a grain of salt. You don't know how accurate always some of that stuff are, but a lot of his secondary pitches were getting close to almost 3,000 spin rate with his slider, the curveball, with everything that he's able to generate, with all the different pitches that he's able to pitch with, the spin that he's able to get. You get incredibly excited if you're the Dodgers about Ben Kasperius now making the jump to AAA. I'm excited to see how he's able to, how his stuff is able to translate against AAA hitters. And if it translates as well as we think it's going to, you could be seeing Ben Kasperius being that part of that next wave of pitchers that are going to make their way to the Dodgers.
Part of it is just trusting the coaching staff. I mean, you know how it is. We pump out guys that are throwing upper 90s all the time. It's something that, you know, buy into the process, you know, be willing to learn, be willing to try different things in the middle of the week, even if a start is in 2 days or so. So I think just, you know, being able to absorb information and then just obviously just, you know, trial and error and bullpens and see where it takes you. And I think the sky's the limit being a Dodger.